You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Just yesterday, about this time, we were exploring the many new changes to Texas law taking effect on September 1st, changes courtesy of the just-concluded legislative session. That 2019 session was considered a rather productive one, and one person in particular had been getting a lot of credit for getting stuff done instead of getting caught up in the drama of the culture wars. In fact, when Texas Monthly did its biennial special on the best and worst of the Texas legislature, well, the magazine noted with some surprise that the man once known as Dennis the Menace, for temper tantrums as a committee chair, had become one of the legislature's MVPs in his new role as House Speaker. Nearly everyone had something nice to say about Dennis Bonin, it seemed. Well, what a difference a couple of months have made. On August 12th, the Texas House Committee voted unanimously to ask the Texas Rangers to investigate reports of a closed-door meeting late in the session between Dennis Bonin, Republican Caucus Chair Dustin Burrows, and conservative blogger and activist Michael Quinn Sullivan. This after allegations by Sullivan that Bonin offered Sullivan media credentials, press passes, in exchange for Sullivan targeting Republican House members Bonin wanted defeated at the polls. Adding to the intrigue, there's a secretly recorded tape of that meeting, which reporters have not heard, but some lawmakers have. Yesterday, several Republican caucus leaders publicly called for the complete and unedited release of that tape, with more Ross Ramsey, executive director, I should say executive editor, and co-founder of the Texas Tribune. Ross, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
More calls from Republican members of the Texas House for the tapes to be released. Who's making them this time?
You know, it's a bunch of the people on Bonin's side of the table. It's a bunch of, you know, the head of the House Republican Caucus, a couple of members who chair committees in the House. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're saying, you know, you've got this recording. This is the proof of what you claim against the Speaker and against Dustin Burrows, the Ways and Means Chairman. Let's see the proof.
Well, so what are the implications of that? I mean, on the one hand, one might be inclined to think, well, wait a minute, maybe this once popular, very popular House Texas House Speaker is losing support and trust from his party. On the other hand, Bonin himself has called for the release of the tape, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a game of liar's poker. If you've ever played that game where you tell somebody what's on a dollar bill and you see if they trust you or not, eventually you have to show the dollar bill. This is a case where you eventually have to show the tape to prove whether your allegations are true or whether they're made up or whether it's somewhere in between.
Why not? Why not just release the tape? I mean, it's Bonin's voice on there. It's the voice of others. And this has enormous implications for Texas politics and for trust in the institution. So what's the holdup?
I don't know why Empower Texans and Michael Quinn Sullivan have decided not to make the recording public up to this point. But, you know, the political effect of this is that they've had kind of a drip, drip, drip going for about a month now, and the Speaker is suffering for it. So an enemy of the Speaker or someone who's been opposed to the Speaker during the, you know, most of the year, like Michael Quinn Sullivan, would benefit from that.
Well, now let's backtrack just a bit, because the Dallas Morning News is reporting that Michael Quinn Sullivan has given the tape, or at least he says he's given the tape to the Texas Rangers. And we should note that the Texas Rangers are right now conducting an investigation to determine, presumably, whether there was any criminal activity involved in this affair.
Right. The Texas Rangers don't have an obligation, as far as I know, to release the recording to the public if they have it. I would assume that they're listening to that because it's the primary piece of evidence here. And, you know, there are a couple of things going on. There's the legal issue of whether anything illegal or untoward or unethical happened here. And that's what the Rangers are looking at. And then there's the political effect of this. And that is, should the House continue to support a Speaker who allegedly did the things Michael Quinn Sullivan says that he did? And I think ultimately, you know, in a divided political world, the only evidence anybody's going to believe is their own ears. And until, you know, people actually hear that recording, they're always going to wonder, you know, whether they're on the right side of the truth.
It is. Help us understand something here. Michael Quinn Sullivan, for those who don't follow politics quite as closely as perhaps you do, Ross, he is considered to be, what, an arch-conservative, more sort of socially conservative than Dennis Bonin. It might be in his interest, perhaps, to just keep this drip, drip, drip going. That seems to be what you're suggesting.
Well, I think so. I mean, he's been an antagonist of sort of the Republican establishment for a while. Sometimes on social conservative issues, actually, he's more libertarian than socially conservative. But Empower Texans has been a very active, very well-funded group that has generally promoted free market politics mm-hmm. and free market politicians who are, you know, who oppose people like Joe Strauss, the previous speaker. And they've been unhappy this year with the direction the session took. They thought that the budget was too big. They thought that property taxes should go down, a bunch of things like that. They came out of the session unhappy. Bonin came out as a winner. And then they had this meeting 10 days later.
You know the players involved here. What's your hunch of when it comes to how this is going to sort itself out, or what do you see as the ultimate implications here?
You know, it's very difficult to, you know, I'm not going to try to predict the future. I don't know whether they'll ultimately release this recording or not, but this has endangered Dennis Bonin with members of his own house. The allegation is that he was plotting against some of them. And, you know, a speaker is elected by the 150 members of the House, and it's basically a trust issue. And if they don't trust him after this, then they'll be either looking for a new speaker or constraining the powers of the speaker they've got.
We've been talking with Ross Ramsey. He's the executive editor and co-founder of the Texas Tribune. We'll link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Ross, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David.